neighbors. You help us.
We are protected.
Hey everybody, welcome to I'm Not Here to Make Friends, a reality show podcast. I'm Allison.
I'm Brian.
And all the way in Chicago is everybody's favorite Big Brother fanatic, Big Brother Mike.
Fanatic, wow, that's good. Good day, it's beautiful here. It's been blessed.
How is it?
It's nice though.
What makes it so beautiful today?
It's not raining.
Has it been raining a lot?
Well, yeah, all spring and early summer. We haven't had summer yet. We have like 4 days of summer.
Ooh, finally got the summer at the beginning of August.
Now it's harder to do these podcasts now, but I love them. I want to do them forever.
You would do them every day if we let you.
That's right. We should do them every day.
Oh, Jesus, no.
We should just do like half-hour ones every day.
Ugh. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that.
I bet if we polled... I think we should do a poll, not make friends poll. That they say, yes, every single day we should do one. Even if it's just 15 minutes.
I'll leave that up to you, Mike. You record them, you send them to me, I'll put them on the feed. That'll just be you, buddy. The daily Big Brother report from Big Brother Mike.
That's right.
Sleeping, smoking. Sleeping, smoking. Oh, that was Jason. Anywho, when we last left off, Jackie and Vanessa
had just won
HOH from a stupid HOH competition.
You really hated that competition.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I hate that this entire season has been competitions that we've seen before.
Yeah.
There has been zero new. And this whole season is kind of sucks. Like, it's not fun to watch. The games are not unique anymore whatsoever. And there's like no, like, the people are just playing so poorly. Answer me this. Why is the whole strategy to get Liz and Julia in the house? That's just one more person that you have to vote out to win. And they're twins. They're obviously going to look out for each other. So where do you really stand in all of this? Behind the lowest twin. So why would you want Julia and Liz in there? You know, Austin's like, oh, it's another number for us. You guys already have the numbers. You don't need another number. You're already winning HOHs and you already have the numbers. The past 5 weeks have been you guys. What makes you think you're like your back's against the wall and you need another number? If I was in Big Brother, I would just be like, the least amount of people and the highest people in my alliance. That's the goal.
That's all I need.
That's all I need.
Yeah, but if they're looking at it, at least if they bring Julian, it's somebody they know. Otherwise, they're going to do a buyback with one of the other five evicted house guests. And those are people that they've evicted. So that's not good for their numbers to bring back somebody that's already gone.
It's just stupid. I don't want anybody to come back, nor do I want Julia in. Can't it just be over? Can't we just announce a winner? We've gotten rid of the BB twists. We've gotten some stupid BB sound off now to, watch your picture, send your videos of you reacting to Big Brother or whatever. We'll put them on TV. I don't want to do your job for you, CBS. I already have to freaking tweet you with certain hashtags. Now I gotta freaking record myself and put BB sound off. Like, why? How about you just do me a solid and have a twist that goes through the whole season like you say it will? How about you deliver on what you say you're going to do? And then maybe I'll think about doing more. How about that in this relationship, CBS? Fly on the wall. Huge disappointment.
Take that, Allison Gardner.
What's the new production company now? Did you see it at the end of the show after the little fly on the wall entertainment? There's another one for it's Endemol something North America.
Okay. Well, it's Endemol. They do the other half of all
but it's a different production company. It's a different named production company. I was like, oh, when'd that start? I had mm-hmm. to start on Thursday.
Well, there you go. Vanessa and Jackie are HOHs, and the whole goal is to get
Austin out.
Austin apparently out this week. Because Austin was like, I'm so in love with Liz. I love her. I'm going to steal a kiss.
That was gross.
It was, because he, like, opened his mouth like a fish and then closed it on her face. So I need to go. I'm going to go tell Jason. I'm going to go tell Jason that the twin thing is real and give him all this information to assure our security. Yeah, well, all that does is piss off the whole rest of the house who's been holding this a definite secret for you.
Especially your own alliance.
Shelly.
Clay.
Vanessa. Clay. And they're like, we can't trust Austin. He has to go.
And even Julia thought it was a bad plan when Liz told her about it.
Julia thinks Austin is gross.
Julia thinks Austin's a bad plan.
So they're like, let's get rid of Austin. And they're telling Austin that they want to backdoor him.
Yeah.
Right. They want to backdoor him. And they're telling Austin that, well, our real targets are like James or Jason or whatever. But like, so Austin was telling Jason, yes, there's twins. Yes, her name is Julia. And I don't care if you get rid of Julia. Just keep Liz with me so that I love her.
I want to spend some time in Jerry House with her. Like, not even playing to win anymore, Austin. Playing for a dame. It's not good strategy, bro.
It's not. So, they're trying to figure out the best way to, like, do this. And Vanessa ends up putting up Becky. But then Clay is like, fine, I'll volunteer to go on the block.
Yeah, I'm just a pawn, right?
Clay volunteers. And then Jackie puts up James and Liz. Why Jackie put up Liz, not 100% sure. Well, that one she said, well, because again, Jackie's not in their alliance. I kind of answering my own question.
Yeah.
So Jackie's not in that Sixth Sense alliance. And she's like, well, obviously I'm going to put up Liz. She put me up last week. That was easy peasy.
Yeah.
And they couldn't really talk her out of not doing it,
yeah,
you know, without it being suspicious.
Yep.
So they're just like, fine, let her put up Liz, and we'll put up Clay and Becky, and Clay will win because Shelley has such faith in Clay, you know, and then, you know, it won't be a big deal.
Yeah.
So we get to...
That's right. Then Jackie will stay HOH.
Right.
And she'll be the one to backdoor Austin. Then They'll all be able to go, oh, my God, how terrible that is. They're wrecking us all. They're breaking us all up.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, James will go home. Austin will go home. Why did I say James? Austin will go home.
Skipping ahead.
So then we get to the Battle of the Block, which was stupid. This was a new game.
It was a new game, and it was dumb.
Retarded. Throw paint on the wall, the floor, the tables, each other, in this backyard setup, and it will reveal letters, and then you need to unscramble the letters and put together
a sentence naming last season's house guests.
Three of last season's house guests who, like, went to the movies together or some stupid shit. It was awful.
It was really dumb.
But the whole thing was that James was gonna throw it.
Yeah.
He was gonna throw it so that,
Clay and Becky would win.
So that Clay and Becky would win, Jackie would get brought down off.
No, Vanessa would get brought down.
No, cause Vanessa put up Becky and Clay, so Vanessa would stay, Jackie would be dethroned, because her team didn't win. No, it's the other way, you're right.
Yeah.
It's the other way, you're right. I keep thinking that, because usually winning is a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But for the Battle of the Block, for the HOH, it's the opposite. Yeah, winning becomes losing. What?
The look on your face right now, like, wait, what? What did we just say?
When I can't figure out fucking Big Brother, you know it's a terrible season. I hate this season. It could die.
What I can't figure out is a lot of people love this season.
Who?
I'm not sure exactly why, but it's
doing well in the ratings.
Who are these
and it's
people?
It's doing well on, you know, on the chat lines. It's, you know, it's, I'm really surprised.
Yeah, have they not seen Big Brother before? This is really lackluster Big Brother.
So the thing with this Battle of the Block, though, is when you're trying to throw it and you're banking on somebody to throw it, sometimes shit happens.
Yep.
And Liz was really fucking bound and determined to win this.
Yeah.
And she did.
Because she wanted to make sure her and her sister got in, and that was the best way to ensure their safety was to win this Battle of the Block. So even with James not being any help whatsoever, Liz fucking dominated it. And she won.
Well, but the thing is, though, is that it was very close at the end.
Yes.
And Liz actually spelled the name Christine wrong. And James told her, change the letters. She had the H and the R reversed.
Oh, wow.
So actually, James did win this because if he hadn't said anything, they would have pressed the button. They would have been wrong. It would have been enough time for
Clay and Becky
to hit their button, and they would have won. So actually, James did win.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Regardless, Liz and James won.
Yep.
And they are off the block, and Becky and Clay are now stuck on the block. And this is not where they wanted to be. And Shelly's all like, no.
Shelly swears.
My baby.
They had to censor her mouth when she said something. I'm like, way to not show your cards, Shelly.
Oh, and the winners also, and the remaining HOH, also get a dinner by Outback Steakhouse.
Yep, and they get to bring a date.
And it really made me kind of want Outback Steakhouse.
I know, right?
Good
marketing, Outback Steakhouse.
They did get to bring a date, so Liz brought Austin.
Yes.
Liz/Julia brought Austin.
Yeah. Who did Vanessa bring?
Vanessa, brought...
Becky,
and then someone else, they brought...
Jason brought Clay.
Clay, yeah. And then Shelly was like, this...
James brought Clay.
James, yeah. Sorry, yes.
And they're like, this is...
Which is weird, why didn't James bring Meg?
Because I think it's because he was still on the block, and a lot of times they'll do that. They'll take the two people that are still on the block for kind of like a little.
That's true, reprieve. And Vanessa already brought Becky.
Yeah. So Meg was a little upset she didn't get to go, but I think James is doing it.
Well, it's okay it's okay because I didn't see any Bloomin' Onion.
No, I didn't see any Bloomin' Onion either, and it's not Outback Steakhouse if there ain't no Bloomin' Onion. I agree with that.
But Clay was gonna slip a steak in his pants.
For Shelly. Yeah. Gross.
Shelly, come here, look at my pants, gross. I got something for you. Oh, it's not a steak, it wouldn't let me
put it. Womp womp womp.
Yeah. It's the longest I've ever been away from you.
Ugh.
Disgusting.
And I did see that James's tie was pre-tied.
Oh, yeah?
He's like, what tie should I wear? And he's already got it in the Windsor now. The lip and everything.
Oh,
I'm like,
James.
Should I get fancy? I'm like, oh, James. Learn to tie a tie, buddy.
Crazy.
So then we get to the veto competition, and this one is all based on Nutley the Squirrel.
Squirrels.
but now everybody's changed over to the we're getting Austin out.
Yes, everybody's fine with Austin.
And the big discussion was, do we tell Liz before the veto competition?
Right.
Which is a bad thing to do because you never tell anybody about any plans to do any backdooring until you know who's competing in the veto competition.
Exactly.
I thought it was against the rules to tell someone they were going to get backdoored.
Well, they weren't going to tell Austin. They were going to talk to Liz about their plan to get rid of Austin. So
that's one of those rules that are I've never seen enforced. It's like you're going to tell somebody they're going to go on the block.
So playing the veto is Becky, Clay, obviously. John is picked.
Right.
Liz is picked.
And
Shelly is picked.
Shelly gets picked by Vanessa as the house guest choice, which is sort of weird.
Yeah, and well, I mean they're close. I think she at least is on the same page of. Getting out Austin, and it wouldn't look too suspicious if she used it on Clay.
Because they've been seen also hanging out a lot, too, so
as it long wouldn't as look it, suspicious if she used it on Clay, because they're, like, up each other's buttholes.
Exactly.
But, I mean, as long as far as Vanessa's concerned, as long as Austin isn't picked, primarily. Mm-hmm. And secondarily, if Vanessa, I'm sorry, if Liz isn't picked, then most people would change the nominations.
Right. But Liz is picked, and that's kind of the wild card to this POV. Yep. So the POV is Nutley the Squirrel, and they all come dressed out as our favorite Big Brother cast member, Nutley the Squirrel. It's this competition where they need to put the little ball over the hump and catch it on the other side. We've seen this for several years now.
Yeah.
They needed to get it over the hump 250 times. They weren't very good at this game.
No.
Yet again, a game that they were not good at. Not much to write home about during this competition except the fact that Jason was the host, and I loved the way he said squirrels. Squirrels. Run, you crazy squirrels. I love the way he said squirrels.
He looked like he came right out of Brickleberry.
True.
Yes, yes,
they had him dressed in like a park ranger outfit. Yeah. But it
all I've got to say is when Big Brother finally runs his course.
Yes.
I want Nutley.
You want Nutley?
I want to find a way. I want Nutley prop. Yes.
We're disappointed that Nutley doesn't have the googly eyes this year.
Yeah.
Well, maybe later.
He's been googly-less.
Googly-less.
We also got to see Steven taking some great delight in Becky doing poorly at this competition.
Yeah, this is really where we get to, like, let's talk about this a little bit.
Yeah.
Because Steven is like, that's right, Becky, that's where you belong, and you suck at this game. And we're just like, whoa, where did this come from?
Yeah, and
but evidently,
really
Steven hates Becky.
Yeah, and you really don't see it that much because Steve is so far up Vanessa's ass right now.
Oh, really?
So I don't know whether or not it's like Steve and Johnny Mac both sort of like Becky, but Becky likes hanging around with Johnny Mac more. And she thought that, like, Steve was creepy, and maybe Steve found out that Becky thought he was creepy, she thought he was creepy.
I did some digging, and I found out that Becky's not shy about telling Steven that he's creepy constantly. And also, when other people say it, she just kind of laughs at Steve whenever they point out how awkward he is.
Mm-hmm.
So he is starting to really dislike her just from how she's acting, because he's just an awkward guy. That's just how he's going to be.
But he's come so far.
He really has.
And tried
Doesn't
so hard.
Doesn't he look better with the little beard and the longer hair?
Yes. In the end, it doesn't really matter.
We did get to see him romancing a camera.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was like the little Star Wars camera.
Yep.
Beep, 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 beep. R2-D2. Now, Steve's playing it smart because he's in that HOA. He's in that hammock room a lot by himself. He's just going to stay off the radar. I don't want to be any place near anybody's thoughts between end of Battle of the Block till, you know, final veto ceremony. I don't even want to be on anybody's radar. If I'm not in that seat on Thursday, I'm still in the house.
Right.
Not a bad plan.
Not a bad plan.
Seems to be working for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because everybody thinks he's a creeper. You know, they're all thinking he's like Andy, and every time there's like a conversation.
Oh, he's going to sneak in.
He's there. But the only problem was like Andy did that, but then Andy then went and scurried and told everybody that really furthered his game. He told the right people about the conversation. Steve just sort of, he was just sort of there, and it's like the creepy guy in the background, you know. It's like, why is that guy watching us? He's always watching us.
Well, he's playing the game. He's watching Big Brother live.
There was a moment during the POV where Becky, like, dropped the ball, and they made a train noise.
Well, she said she would, that little squirrel was going to be roadkill, and they made the train noise. Yes.
They made the train noise. They also, in one of the episodes, said, is Becky's game going to be derailed?
Yes.
Why does CBS constantly have to be, like, making train jokes?
That's all we know about Becky so far is the train.
Until
Becky is HOH.
We have to remind
you. You know, that's all you're going to hear is the train story.
I think it's terrible.
It's a little bit in poor taste, I think.
Yeah.
No, it's weird though. One thing I was watching, I think it was on the live feeds. I don't think it was on this. Yeah, it had to be on the live feeds. They were talking about the veto draws and how they do it out of the little bucket now.
Yes.
And Steve gave a little little crash course on why they started to draw from a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Because up until like season five, it was
a bag.
No. Up until season five is just you picked your own.
Oh, right.
People picked their own.
And then it was a bag.
And then it was Nokomis's six-person plan.
Mm-hmm.
Because she said, I'm HOH. I'm going to put up two people in my alliance. And then when it gets to veto, we're going to pick the other three people in my alliance. So that means they have total control over the renomination because their entire alliance controls it. So it was the next season that they went to the random draw for veto participants.
In a bag.
Yeah. A bag then into the box. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, yeah, I forgot about that. That was the old six-finger plan.
Six-finger plan. It's a six-point plan.
six-point.
It was called the six-finger, yeah. The six-finger plan. Five fingers and a thumb.
Hmm. So there's not much to this game. Squirrels. And Clay wins it.
But he killed it. I mean, he didn't drop it once.
Yeah, everybody else was pretty suckety at it, too, so.
But Clay was getting a little winded for a while.
Yeah, he was at, like, 205, and he was like, I gotta take a break.
But that was so smart. It was so smart. I mean, Johnny Mac was, like, 90 behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to just, you know, be kind of tired and just accidentally drag your foot or stumble a little bit? You're at 200. Do you want to drop then?
No.
After you work so hard?
Yeah.
I mean, Becky did really well, except she dropped, like, four times.
Yeah.
Becky probably would have won if she didn't have the drops. So that's more important. Don't, you know, slow and steady wins the race. If, you know, you don't want to take a chance of dropping. They'll be out there forever.
I was just hoping Clay would biff it on like 245.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping too. It was like 249. It's like you're going to get cocky or something.
Yeah.
Balls. Look at that bad squirrel. Becky has dropped her nuts.
Now, Becky was actually quite upset when she didn't win, because she legitimately lost these last couple of competitions. She's like, I just legitimately lost. And she was really upset about that. And she's like, you know, now I can't control my own fate, and, you know, I might be going home, and I just legitimately lost. You know, she's like, I lost that HOH, we lost that BOB, and I lost this POV. We lost. She's like, I couldn't even win it when they were trying to throw it. You know, so she was kind of upset about that. We get to the POV ceremony, and of course Clay uses it on himself. Now, before this happened, because we all know Clay's going to use it on himself.
Yeah.
You know, Vanessa's like, we kind of got to tell Austin and Liz this is going down.
Yeah.
And, you know, Austin kind of sniffs it out a little, and he's like, you're not putting me up, are you? And she's just like, there's a very high probability. And he's just like, no, Vanessa, just anyone but you. Anyone but you. I'm begging you. Come on, I'm a number on your team. I was just emotional, and I know that telling Jason was stupid. I was just emotional. I love Liz and all that kind of stuff. And then
that was a great edit for reaction shots, though.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. It was a very emotional scene because he was legit upset. She was legit upset. You know.
I don't think you're a bad guy. I just think you're stupid.
Yeah. And so she's like, you know what? Then you have to convince Shelly and Clay. If you convince Shelly and Clay, then maybe, like, because it's not just me. So he goes and he talks to Shelly and Clay, and he's like, look, he gives them the same spiel. Look, I was emotional, I'm in love with Liz.
Come on, you two, you can understand
you
that.
You can understand.
Love.
You're up
Come
each
on.
Other's buttholes. Like, you get it. And he's like, I'm a number, I would never put you up, I would always be loyal to you. I just want Liz. The money doesn't matter to me. And it's like, what?
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? But they're like, you know, okay, well, we might put up Jason, we may put up Austin, and it's Vanessa's decision. And so Clay uses the POV on himself, and Jason gets put up on the block. And Meg is shocked. Jaw on the floor.
There's this whole fake alliance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Dark Moon.
The Dark Moon.
That they were going to vote all to get Austin out.
Yep.
And that was the Dark Moon, and it brought in Jackie and Meg and Jason, and it brought in the Dark Moon Alliance.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where Vanessa was like, I'm going to get a Dark Moon tattoo. This is so great. Dark Moon, Dark Moon. It was nothing.
Nope.
It was nothing for no one. No. Plan change. Flip the script. So they were shocked. They were very, very shocked. And Jason shocked. You know, Meg's jaw is on the floor. It's a moment.
Yeah.
Jackie's pissed.
Jackie's
so angry.
You know, and it's, you know, now it's game time, right?
Yeah.
Because you got to figure out how to get Jason off the lock or he's going home.
Yep.
So he's like, I just don't know. Well, maybe if we get the numbers. Okay, so we have three. Jackie will vote to keep me. Meg will vote to keep me. James will vote to keep me. And James is like, yeah, I'll vote to keep you. And so Jason unravels this whole plan of...
We need to get Shelley and Clay on our side. And we can probably do that by making them much more paranoid.
Than they already are.
Yeah.
So he's like, look, you know... Becky said that after this week she's coming after you two, and they're like, wait, what? You know, and they talk about it, like, maybe we should get rid of Becky, but I don't think his plan really gets a lot of momentum.
Yeah,
you know, we did get the best fluff piece ever this week.
This was a good fluff piece.
It was my favorite fluff piece of all time ever.
I just can't believe they shot their fluff piece wad so early.
Yeah, because it was about Johnny Math.
The America's favorite.
They went to his parents, and they talked to his brother, and they went to his
dental practice
and talked to his patients and his staff, and they showed a picture of him, and he kind of had, like, a beard. I don't know. It was funny. And, of course, Johnny Mac is so super funny. He's like, have you ever counted shoulders before? He's like, 1, 2, 3, 4. And he puts his arm over Becky and pulls her in and kisses her. And it's just like, ah!
But he did the goofball putting the mouth over, the hand over the mouth. Yeah.
Like, it was funny. He is just so funny, and I have never, well, not never, but it has been a long time since we've had one player so clearly be America's favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't think there's, for America's, if Johnny Mac doesn't win, America's favorite goes to him instantly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's even a close second.
Not at all.
Right?
Well, what about Frankie Grande?
No.
Everybody loves Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
What?
He's evidently a judge now on So You Think You Can, not So You Think You Can Dance, America's Best Dance Crew.
Oh, really?
Or something stupid like that. And I'm just like, ugh, why are you still in the media? The hell out of here. Ugh. You were in a show that closed. Like, how are you a judge? You do not have the right to judge anything, sir. You have the right to judge nothing.
Johnny Mac's brother laughs just like he does.
He does. Yeah. But no one else in his family really talks like that, though. Where did he get that Muppet voice? Where did he pick up that Muppet voice? But Johnny Mac's the best. I love him. He's going to be drowning in pussy when he's out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
Drowning in it. Can't keep up. He might become allergic because there's so much.
Too much Tang.
Too much Tang.
But he's got to go back to Scranton.
I know. Hey, there's some desperate Scranton girls.
Oh, yeah. But there's a handful.
I would think all girls in Scranton got to be desperate.
You would think.
I don't know. Maybe they all got married right out of high school. You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know Scranton.
So we get to the...
They'll all have to work for Dunder
Mifflin.
Yeah.
So we get to the vote, and what's interesting is we thought the vote was going to be 6-3.
Yeah.
It actually ends up being 7-2. Jackie does not vote to keep Jason. Why?
Do you have any ideas?
Jackie is actually good friends with Becky. That's probably her closest ally in the house.
Ah.
So and they knew that she wasn't going to win. So it's okay for Jackie to go and throw that one.
Okay. See, I didn't.
I don't think anybody, we never see either of them.
So.
Yeah.
Nobody would have had a problem if it was 7-2 or 6-3. I think Jason would have had a problem if it was 9-0.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I think so.
Now, if it was 5-4, mm-hmm. that would throw the house up for a...
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody threw in a hinky vote, but I don't think anybody wanted to risk a hinky vote because they just weren't sure
about
Steve, and they weren't sure about Johnny Mac.
Really?
Well, you never know. They're not in the alliance.
Yeah, they're not in the alliance.
They're not in any of the fake alliances.
Well, Steve's with Vanessa. I mean, they've actually, I don't know if it's real or not, but they've got a final two.
Oh, wow.
You know, but then Johnny Mac is real close to Becky. So that would have been, you know, that would have been a really hard flip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because he's trying to Mac on her quite a bit.
Johnny Mac on her.
But yeah, I was like, which way is Steve going to go? Because is Steve going to go against Jason, or is he going to have his hate of Becky come through? Because I guess Steve doesn't like Jason that much either.
They're not good friends because they both worry about each other being so super, super fans and having brains that hold all the information.
And I don't think Steve likes it because Jason is so much more entertaining.
That might be true.
Maybe.
You know, when he talks about games and gameplay, he talks about it in a conversational manner, whereas Steve it's sort of like a professorial manner. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, let me give you the primer on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And they can all recite back, you know, who got evicted and game strategies and stuff like that. You know, what they think the next competitions are going to be, and will there be a buyback, and when the double eviction is going to be. They all know enough about the game, except Jason is so much more entertaining when he talks about it.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Now, Jason, he leaves.
Yep.
And
now what was Julie wearing?
A potato sack.
With that silkscreen potato sack.
Was she like the housewife from the 1950s?
I don't know. Her hair looked good. Her hair looked really good, though.
Well, see, that's what Survivor Carol said, too. I thought her hair looked terrible.
I thought her hair looked good, and but her dress looked terrible.
And we didn't like her shoes.
I didn't even notice her shoes.
They were clunky little mid-high heel shoes. They were.
Who is dressing her?
That's what I was just going to say. I mean, they've got to fire that person because she's been looking terrible all year.
Mm-hmm. Get Jason dressing her. So Jason's interview with Julie is, of course, entertaining.
Oh, very.
You know. Yeah,
it's the best interview of the season so far.
It's the best interview.
And it wasn't Julie.
It was Jason.
It was Jason because Jason was finishing the questions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, it was interesting, too, because he was like, you know, I can't, you know, my downfall was kind of, you know, that I was a fan and I was just kind of gossiping. I wasn't using it to further my game, you know. And he was like, you know, Meg's my girl and Davon, where, you know, she's my girl, too. And we knew about Fat Beth and, you know, it was a very, very good interview, very entertaining. What's funny is that during the goodbyes, like, Liz was like, I'm here with my sister. You're gone. Have fun watching the rest of the season from your mom's basement. And he was kind of like, oh.
And he's like, oh, you little. Yeah, and he stopped himself.
And then they immediately followed it with Meg, so he would get too mad. But he was, it was a very good interview. And he's very entertaining. I like him more now than I did at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, he grew on me. Much like I'm going to say this, Meg's growing on me, too. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't think I'd be able to stand either one of them at the beginning of the season. Now I am.
Yes, I really, I like Meg's diary rooms. I like her legitimate emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's finally, you know, wake up, Meg. It's week six.
Yep.
Gotta play the game.
Time to play the game, yeah.
Well, what's interesting about what's happening in the two sides of the house is that one side of the house is aggressively playing. The other side of the house is just kind of like playing hangout.
They hang out and do whatever.
Be friends. You know, and they're not really playing the game. Like, up until he was on the block, Jason didn't really play the game. He just liked hanging out and gossiping. Same thing with Meg. Not really playing the game, but loves hanging out. Same thing with Jackie. Not really playing the game too hard, but loves to hang out. So it's kind of
that's an okay game to play as long as there's targets in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, Jace week one. Okay, he was a target. Just stay off the radar.
Mm-hmm.
Davon got on the target, you know, and Jason stuck up for her, so that put a little bit of a target on him. But for everybody else, Davon's going. Then it was after Davon.
Jeff,
and then Audrey. I mean, it's like as long as there's a bigger target and and you know that there's a group there and they're targeting the other people, you can play summer camp for a while.
But it's almost like waiting to get plucked, because eventually you will be the target.
Yeah,
but you've got Battle of the Block, so that they're always going to put those people up. I mean, Jason was up on the block 3 times.
Yeah.
Right? And then he was finally renominated.
Yep.
And Steve has been up on the block. And,
Johnny
has been on the block. So they've all played their part in the game, but they've played their part in a game without being a target. And that's fine. If I'm legitimately not a target, put me up for Battle of the Block every week. As long as you've got a bigger, you know, target on somebody else, I'm fine. Because then I'm working with you. I mean, that's why nobody is against Johnny Mac now. Either side. He's fine. Everybody loves him.
Mm-hmm. It just seems like it's a waiting game, and they pick off, by doing that, they're picking off your potential alliance. Is my only thought. By yourself.
But they really didn't. Jace was probably, would have ended up being in Sixth Sense.
True.
Right? Devon, she would have, you know, she would have been with Vanessa, and it would have been a different sort of game. You might not have had Shelley and Clay in there. The game would have structured differently. Jason would have been a little bit better. But Jeff didn't hurt anybody. I mean, Jeff didn't even hurt Jackie when he left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Audrey leaving hurt nobody. Nobody's game was hurt by Audrey leaving. The first one going that actually impacts the way the house is going to align is Jason.
But that's this season specifically, though. But I'm just saying, from a general game point perspective, it doesn't always play out that way.
No, because but last year we had the huge alliance, and we had Battle of the Block. I mean, now we find out that Battle of the Block is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Totally changes the game now, because Vanessa's sitting there, assuming Battle of the Block is going to continue. Assuming that Jason's going to be evicted, she goes, you know, worst case scenario is that two of the other side, that would either be Jackie or James, if either of the three of those people became the two heads of households, that would be like the ultimate bad thing for the Sixth Sense. But she sat down and figured there's only like a 6% chance of that happening. So they're really in a good shape. So really, with the elimination of the Battle of the Block, that's really the worst thing that could happen for the six-person alliance.
Right.
Good. They need to be taken down a few pegs.
Now, it's weird, because I wonder how far production really wanted that to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year, I think it went until there were like 8 or 9 people left in the game. It went much further. Now there's 12, so they cut off Battle of the Block, you know, a good 3 weeks earlier than they did last year.
Mm-hmm.
With nothing else to put in its place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no other twists out there. You bring a twin in, and she calls a game reset. Now it's like, okay, now what are we doing?
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if they're going to step it up. I mean, whoever gets evicted this coming week, is going to be the last person that's ousted. Everybody else will make it to the jury. I'm assuming they'll probably do a double eviction next week.
Mm-hmm.
And send the first two people to the jury house.
Mm-hmm.
Just so they can get 4 people in the jury house. Because there's still enough time to do because I'm sure they want to do 2 double evictions this year. I mean, the way it's set up right now, unless you bring somebody back in, you're only going to have 1 double eviction. Then the game's going to get really boring.
Mm-hmm.
If the house doesn't flip at all.
Mm-hmm.
So they need that double eviction next week.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
Absolutely. We get the start of the HOH competition at the end of this, and it is an endurance competition. Mm-hmm. And it's the one where they have to hang on the wall and the wall tilts.
Yeah.
By the end of the episode.
But at least this time the floor doesn't move.
Right. The floor does not move, but you do get hit by eagles. You do get hit by eagles, so be careful.
What kind of anti-American
Yeah, who has a bald eagle attacking people?
Especially other Americans.
Terrorists. But yeah, so we don't know who's won that unless you watch the live feeds, but on this show we don't
talk
about
that. Spoiler-free. We only talk about the three episodes on CBS each week.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But you gotta figure it's going to be somebody, it's either going to be a woman or one of the shorter guys.
Because it's always easier for them to hold on.
Yeah. Always easier for them to use their legs. If you have a lower center of gravity, you have more leg muscles that are holding you than your arm muscles. So I'm sure Austin is not going to last very long.
Yeah, and you usually have smaller feet to fit on the little pedestal.
Yeah.
It was a pretty big pedestal this time, though.
It was, and it also had, like, a little grip strip on it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was weird, seeing as how normally it's just, like, slip, bitches. Yeah. Like, no.
This is why we're spraying you with water.
Yeah. So they got sprayed with water, and they got hit with eagles.
Cold water, too.
Yeah, cold water and hit with eagles. And we'll find out who's HOH on the episode that airs Sunday night. But now, let's talk about everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Big Brother, cheers and jeers. Wow, we sounded not very enthused on that one.
I was trying to do the Big Brother voice on that one.
Big Brother.
Because it goes up and then it goes down.
Cheers and jeers.
Hey, we have to get in touch with the Not Make Friends attorneys.
Why?
Because Geeks Who Drink, is that the name of the new show?
Correct.
They do a cheers and jeers, too.
Well, so did TV Guy for most of the 80s.
Yeah. We are by no means original. Not one thing we do is original.
Everything is, it's unique. There's twists there.
Twisty, twist, twist, twist.
Twisty twistos.
All right, Big Brother Mike, what is your cheer for the week?
I think cheers of the week this week goes to production.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes. Not for anything that they've done, but for what they've gotten rid of. I think the idea of getting rid of the Battle of the Block was excellent just because they need a shift in the house. And the only way you're going to get a shift in the house is to eliminate the double HOHs and to eliminate the Battle of the Block. They're going to have to bring something else in later to make the house hinky. But I mean, it's shaping up. It's 4 weeks in a row already that you've got the same group working, and there's just going to end up, not having enough people on the other side. And fans don't like to see people eating their babies this early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, of course, the Sixth Sense would have to go after each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, right. All right. What is your jeer this week, Big Brother Mike?
My jeer, actually, I love Jason, but my jeer was for Jason's last 3 days game playing.
Okay.
Because I think he went after the wrong pair.
Oh.
He knew he needed to get two more people, and they were all locked together.
Mm-hmm.
So he either had Shelley and Clay, Liz and Austin, or Steve and Johnny Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And you really weren't going to talk Johnny Mac into voting off
Becky.
You don't go and try to flip somebody that's already working with the middle of the house. They'll flip both sides. The best plan for him to have done was to have gone to Austin and say, Austin, you know what? You make one mistake in your group, just one little slip up, and they're ready to throw you out of the house without even saying anything to you. They went Shelley and Clay, they were all ready to get rid of you. They came to us and they said, let's bring this other four people in and we're going to get rid of Austin. If they're going to do that over one little mistake you made just to ensure Liz and Julia's safety for an extra week,
mm-hmm.
they're going to go after you. It's going to be, it's going to be Liz and Shelley. And it's going to be Vanessa. And if you and Liz and Julia get in the way, you guys are expendable. The best thing to do now is be the first person to strike and flip. You guys come over with us.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, we'll flip the house and we'll have six votes on the other side. They'll only have three. Then we got Johnny Mac and Steve in the middle. They're going to go with the power of the house.
Mm-hmm.
That was his play. His play was not Shelley and Clay. Because Austin would not have gone back to Vanessa to tell him about a plan to flip the house. Because he was still pretty pissed off about, you know, them even letting Liz be up for nomination, you know, being put up without fighting hard for that. So I think it would have been an easier flip with Austin and Liz.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then we'd still have Jason in the house.
Yes, we would.
Yeah.
Womp, womp.
Well, those are our cheers and jeers, and they are final. God, you again sound so unsure. All right, so let's get to our
ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da
wow, we're not going to get sponsorships with those weak beverage choices. Because last week it was like, I have a cherry pomegranate. Water. Yeah, right. I agree with that. This week we're drinking nothing, yeah, so take nothing. That.
Suck it, Steve.
Number one fan Patrick says, dare I say this, but 90s week, Hooba stunk. Hashtag patent that. And it took me a minute, because I went, yeah, Hooba stank, but weren't they, like, what? Weren't they from the 2000s? Da, 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 da. And then I was like, and I just got the joke. Because it's Hooba stank. And he said, Hooba stunk.
Yeah.
See the difference?
Yeah.
Yes. And then he wants everybody to know that it's lies. He sent us a lipstick-wearing glamour shark saying so basic. And that we'll be hearing from his lawyer. Hashtag slanderous punk.
Not a fish, apparently.
And he also says so far that at Not Make Friends Nazi takeover is a million times better than any of the Big Brother takeovers. And he hashtags it.
Julie Uber Alice.
Yes. Because it's German. And then, hold on, I gotta scroll through some other ones. At Survivor Carol says, too bad the BB house was so boring last week. Thank goodness for Hitler talk.
Question mark. She wasn't sure about the Hitler talk either.
Not sure about that one. Sorry, I'm just scrolling through some other rando tweets that have nothing to do with Big Brother. I put up that I spent most of my day texting with number one fan Patrick, but I'm not sure he found my CM Punk gifts as funny as I did. And then he put back, hashtag Punk is the new Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. And I said, everybody loves the Boss Tones.
Damn straight.
Thanks for finally giving in. And then he says, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones would never be caught dead in pink and purple tights. Hashtag hooker glam. Because I sent him a gif of CM Punk and he was wearing purple.
Dancing and pink and purple tights.
No, he was readjusting his junk. And then he says, also, your boy Austin is a skeeve ball. Clearly noticeable boner in bed with Liz. Hashtag, take it to the shack, creepo. I didn't catch the boner.
Yeah, no, but at least he was covering up. I was watching for it. I was sure that there was going to be some junk pouring out the bottom of his shorts, but he kept pulling the... He kept pulling the blankets over.
Yeah. I didn't actually see boner. So
we ended up being relatively boner free once again.
Yes. He also says, too late. And I said, he's not my boy. He was just my initial pick after, you know, just hearing very few things about them. And he goes, too late. He was your pick. You lose. Good day. I said, good day. Hashtag Allison is a flip flopper. Then he says, Clay keeps wearing that shirt that says ATM, hashtag gross, hashtag sorority girl ass to mouth. I don't necessarily get that one, because it's Texas A&M.
But they write it down ATM. Yeah. The T is just big.
I know.
They should put a little ampersand over the bottom of the T between the A and the M. That would make more sense.
I just don't get the sorority girl ass to mouth.
That's what they do at Texas A&M, tell all sorority girls.
No, it's not. Okay. A fan Steve has a question. For Steve in the house, pity or disappointment? Disappointed because he's not even playing, pity because he's like a weirdo.
Disappointment.
Big Brother Mike, disappointment or pity?
He's not actually playing badly, though. I mean, it's okay for him to lay down like that, but he's got to play. He's got to play now. He's got to pick a side.
Mm-hmm.
He and Johnny Mac and Becky have to pick a side.
I went with disappointment, and I said, I hope he's just hanging low until like a trivia comp.
Yeah.
And then Steve came back saying he failed miserably in a couple of those already. Someone outside that alliance has to win HOH to shake things up. And I said, Steve's beard should be allowed to vote, as opposed to the twin coming in. His beard is coming in nice. I don't mind Steve. And then Steve comes back and says, I like him and think he'd be a cool guy to hang out with. He's entertaining. I expected him to be more involved. Every week, I keep hoping Steve and Jason will rally the Island of Misfit Toys to subvert the will of the six. And I said, oh my god, best alliance name ever.
Yes.
And then he says, you have Knockoff Ian, Asian Donnie, Trainwreck, Muppet John, Exotic Jackie, Jewelry Jason, and Meg. Just Meg. And then he came back and he said, on second thought, Meg should be totally not Taylor Swift. So that was a fun little conversation there, and it's totally true. Number One Fan Patrick says, Vanessa, stop trying to make Chloe happen. It's not going to happen. So unfetch. Sorry.
I hate Chloe.
But it's got to be Chloe because Jason says it's Chloe.
I'd call him Shay.
Shay?
Shay.
Then I had a really fun conversation with Jersey Mike Subs, but that has nothing to do with Big Brother. That kind of made my day. And then, finally we end with that Number One Fan Patrick
thing. Are you just shaking a tiny tambourine, Big Brother Mike?
Me? No, that was Molly.
Oh, Molly the dog.
Shaking her head, that was
your
little
dog. And our final tweet, of course, is from Number One Fan Patrick.
Yeah.
And it's pretty appropriate. It says, everybody needs to relax and enjoy some delicious chicken palm. Hashtag cockroaches. That will never get old.
That will never get old. Oh, Gina Marie.
That will never get old, fucking
always
Gina Marie.
All
right. Well, if you want to tweet us, go ahead and do that. Our Twitter handle is @notmakefriends, and I'll probably talk to you back.
If you want to email us, it's notmakefriends@gmail.com or podcast@notmakefriends.com.
Yeah.
They both work.
Yeah, which one are you giving them? Are you giving them the backdoor one? Huh? Backdoor Brian over here.
Whoa.
I'll let you decide why he's backdoor.
The website's notmakefriends.com. Allison's derailed herself. I can't think
of it. Oh, I'm not Becky. If you want to be on Facebook with us, you can. Facebook.com/notmakefriends.
I think that's all of them.
Pretty sure it is.
And I think that's all the episodes that have aired.
Can I just say?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, there's disagreement. We're going to have to flip for it.
No, it's okay.
You call heads, I call tails.
No, it's okay. I want to hear it.
I was just goofing with you.
I won a Jenga tournament at work.
Oh, yeah.
I won $100 at work. It was the best day of my life. I went into the office, and Brian wasn't even there, but I went to my real job, and I won $100, and I beat five people. In
it was
a Jenga
bracket
tournament.
Style, so you kept facing the best of the best.
I was the best.
You were the best.
I was the best in the world.
You should have to fight the person from the other building.
I'm trying to get HR to do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nice. I was like, there needs to be a battle of supremacy. There can be only one.
For the actual
trophy. Because I already gave the trophy to the person in the Sherman Oaks offices.
Not
and I'm
fair.
Like, why do I not get a trophy?
Yeah, unless they're giving you a trophy.
Yeah.
Not fair.
And then I said, we need battle supremacy. We need to know who really takes home that cup.
Yeah, I mean.
For an extra paid day off.
For another $100. but yeah, I only.
This is all about bragging rights. It's not even about the money. Because you got the money. It's time to bring home the gold.
But that was fun, and I also had a fun conversation with Jersey Mikes.
Yes, you did.
On Twitter, I told them that we were having a lunch meeting in the office, and I put on Twitter, I go, office hope for the day that @JerseyMikeSubs is the food at my lunch meeting at the office. And Jersey Mikes tweeted me back, being like, fingers crossed. And then I got to that office meeting, and it was crappy Corner Bakery.
Corner Bakery does a lot of delicious things, not sandwiches.
Not sandwiches. And
well, those desserts were on point.
Desserts were real good.
Little pecan. Pecan. Pecan.
pecan pie bites. Those were delicious.
They were good. They had like a marble cheesecake. Bites, super good. Super good. But the sandwiches were subpar. And you had to make them yourself. Like, they just had like a tray of meat and a tray of cheese.
Here's some lettuce.
And I'm just like,
okay, those aren't called sandwiches then. Those are called, you had a deli tray.
A deli tray. Yeah, but Jersey Mike's, I could have already had a good sandwich.
A good sandwich.
So, because one time
I don't know why I'm saying that. I've never eaten there. I just know.
Oh, can we go?
You tell me how good it is.
No. Let's go now. You have to get it Mike's way. But
I've only had Jersey Mike's once, and I don't know. I just wasn't.
Did you get it Mike's way?
What is Mike's way?
Mike's way is where they douse it in oil and vinegar.
Well, no, because I don't like the oil nor the vinegar.
But
normally
I don't either, but you got to try it Mike's way. It was so good. For my birthday, I got a free Jersey Mike's sandwich. And I said, okay, there's one at the office. So they were already winning with me because I got a free sandwich. And so I was like, oh, there's one by the office. I'll go on my lunch break. I'll go pick up the sandwich. And they're like, I said, okay, well, I want the Italian sandwich because I usually go with an Italian sandwich. And they're like, you want lettuce and tomato on it? And I said, yeah. And then they go, anything else on it? And I go, oh, put some pepperoncinis on it because I like spicy things now. And I put some pepperoncinis on there, some banana peppers or whatnot. Okay. And then they're like, do you want it Mike's way? And I said, what's Mike's way? And they kind of read it off. And it's like lettuce, tomato, oregano, salt, pepper, red wine, vinegar, oil. And I was like, yeah, sure. This dude doused it in it. Like, it was soggy, and it was delicious.
Like more of a soup sandwich?
No, it was still delicious. And
okay,
I ate
still held
it,
together.
And I ate it because their bread was so good, and they shaved the meat right there. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so good. And then, like, a month later, I'm in a lunch meeting, and my boss brings in Jersey Mike's sandwiches. And I was like, oh, my God, Jersey Mike's, I'm going to take three. Because I love this Jersey Mike's. And so I was hoping that and everybody's reaction was, Jersey Mike's, I love Jersey Mike's, Jersey Mike's. So I was hoping that, you know, the momentum of Jersey Mike's would carry on. It didn't. And so now I've just been craving Jersey Mike's. So I tweeted, so Jersey Mike's had their fingers crossed. And I tweeted back to Jersey Mike's that their fingers weren't crossed hard enough, that there were no Jersey Mike's subs, and that I was disappointed. And then they said, well, maybe next time. And I said, yeah, I'm going to schedule a meeting in regards to the previous meeting's lunch selection. Hashtag corporate life. And then they were just like, priorities. The struggle is real. And I was just like, whoever is running this
social media
is so on point. Yes. Like, it was so funny. It was so, so funny.
Probably some out-of-work comedian who's making $5 an hour.
So funny. It was so good. I felt special. I wanted a Jersey Mike's sandwich even more. And they don't sponsor this show, but I freaking love it. I want a Jersey Mike's sandwich. But yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. So between Jersey Mike's and $100 at Jenga,
yeah,
you know. Maybe I'm some kind of, like, Jenga savant.
Maybe.
Like, is that a thing?
I don't know.
No.
No, if it's called a Jenga wizard. It's much like a pinball wizard.
Okay. But I'm not deaf, dumb, and blind.
No.
No, Allison is stupid, not deaf, dumb.
Hashtag Allison is stupid. Which is why I'm great at Jenga. But I'm really good at Jenga.
You are. And it was giant Jenga, too. Which I've never seen giant Jenga.
Wow.
Yes, you had. We played it at the bar when we won.
No, that was regular Jenga.
Oh, really?
No, it was giant Jenga.
That was little tiny sticks.
No, it was regular sticks.
They were tiny sticks.
These were big. The Jenga thing was taller than me at the end of it.
Yeah.
So, but Jenga's sort of like Kerplunk.
Not at all.
Well, it is because it.
Sense that you don't want things to fall?
Yes. In the sense of if
the object is different,
you remove something.
The mechanics are the same. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying in Jenga, you remove something and you hope that it doesn't fall. In Kerplunk, you remove the stick out of the tube and hope that the marble doesn't fall. Totally the exact same thing, I think.
Here's where I would
absolutely
argue.
Absolutely the same.
Here's where I would argue. Because Jenga, you have to take it out and then put it back on the top.
Yeah.
In Kerplunk,
you have, just take it out.
Take it out, and you hope things fall to increase your point value. Because you get a point for each marble.
So it's actually the opposite, is what you're saying.
The mechanics are the same. Okay, the goal is different.
Okay, then here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. I do not like K-cups.
Okay, for coffee?
Yes, I hate K-cups.
Okay.
I don't care if you put in wonderful stuff in K-cups. I don't like them. I think they're dumb. I think they're wasteful. Uh-huh. I think they're bad for the environment. And why in the name of God, does Campbell's soup have to come in a K-cup now?
Are you serious?
Oh, gross.
I swear to God.
Coffee maker?
No, no. So here's what it is. You get, and I was trying to figure out, well, how do you make chicken noodle soup in a K-cup? All right, what you do is you get the K-cup that's got all the spices in it, and you sort of put the noodles and the other, you know, the bigger pieces in your cup, and then it makes the hot water with the soup spices in it, and then that makes your soup. It's like, no, Campbell's soup.
Well, it tracks, because they used to make those coffee machines back in the day that you put the little cup in and you hit the button on them, like the big ones, like near vending machines. Those usually had a soup option too, which I always thought was super gross.
But I mean, come on.
I thought we got away from this.
Soup? What's next?
Now, is your coffee going to taste like soup when you get your next cup of coffee after it?
I don't know. Maybe.
This is an experiment. Someone send me a cake, Keurig. With the K-cups.
And then where do you go after that? I mean, why isn't ramen doing this then?
They might start.
Doubtful.
But I was in the store today and it's like, K-cups? Campbell's soup K-cups?
So our cat Ramona was like, screw this, I need to get into the bedroom.
I need to get into the office.
She jumped up and she opened the door with her paws and she came in, busted in, like, you guys are recording without me.
Wow, yes, I love you.
And Molly was playing the tambourine, it's great.
It's a lot of talented pets on today's episode.
It's true. And before we go, on a sad note.
Yes.
I'm a huge wrestling fan. Everybody knows that. Grew up with it. My favorite wrestler in the entire world, Rowdy Roddy Piper, passed away yesterday.
Yes.
Very, very sad about it. He was only 61. I've never had the wonderful opportunity to meet him, though several people I know have, and they said he was always an angel and always a great guy and always willing to go above and beyond for everybody. So I'm sad that I will never get to meet him. And if they needed to take a wrestler, why not Hogan?
Nobody wants him around anymore.
Nobody wants him around anymore.
Nope. You know what interesting thing I saw about Roddy Piper today in the paper that I had absolutely no idea?
What?
Johnny Fairplay from Survivor has been his personal assistant since 2001.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yes. I read that in the paper. He was the person that actually came out with the press release from the family.
Oh, my goodness.
Was that weird?
That is very, very weird. See, I wish I would have known. I wish I would have known. And now Ramona is so upset that she's tearing through boxes like a devil. But, you know, our thoughts go. He was not at home. He was here in Los Angeles somewhere working on something. Very, very sad. He had already beat cancer in 2006. He beat lymphoma. 2006. I thought he had another good 10 years in him.
I say we drink a couple sodas and watch They Live tonight.
Watch some They Live and some Hell Comes to Frogtown. And any other movie that TNT movie he made. But no, he was the best. He got me into wrestling. He kept me watching wrestling. And it was always a pleasure when these last couple years he would grace the TV with his Piper's Pit antics. So, from a guy who hit Jimmy Superfly Snuka in the head with the coconuts, to painting himself half black to fight Junkyard Dog. And I just did that. I was just talking to my friend Mark about that the other day because the whole Hogan being racist thing came out. And I put on my friend John's Facebook one of the funniest things I thought I ever put up with. He was talking about Hogan and how it's kind of sad that, you know, you can't even have an affair and be racist without being recorded on a security camera and having it be brought up against you in court. But I said, I made up a fake quote from Roddy Piper, and I said, come on, Hulky baby, you can't be saying those kinds of things. That's just not right. Sweet baby Jesus. Because that's the kind of stuff he says. Like I said, and I put Roddy Piper, and then I put a picture of him painted half white, half black. And
looking like the Beyonder.
Yes, he was something else, and he inspired a lot of people to take their first bump in the ring, and I am sure Austin will be very sad to hear that news when he leaves the Big Brother house. And I know the wrestling world, we lost Dusty earlier this year, a couple of months ago, maybe a month ago, and now Roddy. Yeah. So that one hit me hard. So, even if you're seemingly healthy, make sure you hug somebody you love, because you never know when they may not come home. So that was kind of a downer, but I wanted to say that.
It's okay.
There you go.
This is your opportunity to say whatever's on your mind. And you I go. Think that was very sweet.
Thank you. So, all right. Well, on that note, I'm sure Roddy would want us to keep the show going.
Yes.
As anything else. So thanks so much for listening. Yes. We'll be back next week with some more Big Brotherness of this, in our opinion, crappy Big Brother season. But evidently we're in the minority.
Yeah, we really are.
From the minority of the fans, have a great Big Brother week. Think of CM Punk on Mark Maron. Didn't he do good? He was great.
No, don't forget the first Republican candidate debate is on this week. They're filling up the clown cars. They're filling up the clown cars, but don't just watch the main clown car show. Take the one that's on at like 5 o'clock or wherever it is in your time zone. Because then they get the kids' table, they get their little debate first. So that'll be fun. We'll see if they all jump against Donald Trump. They're taking a dump on the Trump. That should be like somebody's campaign slogan. Dump on the Trump.